This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica. And now I want to bring you an episode on everything that's been going on with Jimmy Kimmel and the temporary suspension of his show, what that means in terms of the First Amendment, and what it means in terms of the power of political pressure. But first, I just want to say I recorded the episode before an announcement by ABC just moments ago that they are returning Jimmy Kimmel to air. I want to read the Walt Disney Company statement that just came out, and then I'm going to send you to the episode that, again, I recorded during the time that Jimmy Kimmel was suspended. All of the legal issues still hold up, so I think it's worthwhile for you to still hear the episode. So here's the statement. Quote, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision that we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. So that's where we are right now on Monday, September 22nd. Now, I hope you enjoy a quick episode about all of the legal issues surrounding temporarily suspending Jimmy Kimmel, what they mean legally, and frankly, what they don't mean. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica. And today I want to talk to you about Jimmy Kimmel and specifically about his suspension and what led up to all of this. And I've been getting a lot of questions about all the First Amendment implications of ABC and affiliates deciding to indefinitely suspend Jimmy Kimmel's show. Lots of questions about the FCC and what they can do. So I'm just going to talk to you for a little bit, tell you what I've been saying and where I think we are legally. Now, how did this all start? As we know, Charlie Kirk was murdered at an event in Utah. And Jimmy Kimmel then went on air and in his monologue made the following comment. And I'm just going to quote from part of the monologue. He said, quote, we hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it, end quote. Now, I will point out here that it looks like the joke statement was factually inaccurate. And let's assume for the sake of argument that it was, and let's proceed with that assumption. So what happened next is that after about, I think, 48 hours of outcry, as I said, and as many of you already know, Jimmy Kimmel's show was basically pulled off the air indefinitely. And we don't know what's going to happen next, if he will ever appear back on ABC and affiliates, if this temporary suspension will be permanent, lots of unknowns. So what happened in the lead up to ABC's decision to pull the show? Well, at one point, I'm going to paraphrase here, the FCC chair got on a podcast and said publicly, essentially, there's a big problem with what Jimmy Kimmel said and that the FCC has the power over licenses. Again, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not quoting. And basically, ABC needs to do something. We can do this the hard way or we can do this the easy way. And so with that background, I want to unpack where I think we are legally. So the first question is whether or not ABC as a private employer can fire Jimmy Kimmel or suspend Jimmy Kimmel or any other private employee. And I would say under the First Amendment, yes, that's not a First Amendment issue. Why not? Because the First Amendment protects us against government intrusion. The First Amendment does not protect us against private people or private groups punishing our speech. So, you know, big rule number one is, when it comes to, does this infringe on my freedom of speech? The answer is, if the person taking action against you is not a member of the government, then no. So if we just had ABC, again, firing or suspending Jimmy Kimmel, no First Amendment issue. But we don't have that. What we do have are comments from the FCC chair that I just mentioned and comments from the President of the United States. And he's made more explicit comments over the last few days. Again, I'm going to paraphrase that. Basically, he said something like, maybe we should revoke the licenses of other media organizations. So what we know is that for broadcasters and their affiliates, that they have licenses from the FCC, that the government decides whether or not to grant licenses because the broadcast airwaves are a scarce resource. And so the FCC, under the Communications Act of 1934, does have the discretion to grant, and in some really big cases, kind of a nuclear option situation, revoke licenses. And what we think of generally when we think of the FCC punishing media organizations for speech, it's something like something indecent was said. Think back to George Carlin's famous Filthy Words monologue, or there's a wardrobe malfunction, for instance, at the Super Bowl. But we're thinking of situations where there's not a revocation of a license, but there's a fine. Now, getting back to what I was talking about, the FCC does have the power to say, we're going to give you a license and we're going to take a license away. But when would they take a license away? It's really in a situation where, one example, there's an issue of national security. Another example, people lie on the application to get the license in the first place, where an organization, in other examples, breaks the law, where there's some sort of massive fraud or misrepresentation. Or, and this is kind of a bucket category, where the organization is no longer serving the public interest. I will flag here that public interest is defined really, really broadly. Courts tend to basically want to give media organizations a lot of breathing room, and things in the public interest include entertainment, satire, parody. It's not just a news affair. It's not just a news show. So where does this leave us? Let's go back to the FCC chair's comments. Now, if the FCC chair was legally coercing ABC into taking an action, then we can't just say that the First Amendment isn't implicated here, because we would have the FCC, basically the government, leaning on a private actor to take an action that arguably the FCC can't. Why not? Because the FCC cannot punish people, including revoking licenses, because they don't like the content of somebody's speech. That's content suppression. And that's what we worry about when we think about censorship. So big question number one for the FCC, I think, is, were they leaning on, and specifically, were they crossing the line from persuasion to legal coercion, where we do give rise to First Amendment concerns, when they were trying to, you know, depending on your perspective, either coerce or incentivize ABC into taking action against Jimmy Kimmel? And then the second question is really, would they have the power to revoke a license? And that's why I just spent some time talking about these categories of where the FCC has the power to act, and I think under the Communications Act of 1934, and where they don't. I will, again, just underscore that it would be a situation, I think, without historic precedent if the FCC were to revoke a license because they disagreed with or did not like comments made by a late night show host. I'm merely here pointing out that I don't think we have a similar situation. Now, and again, what's the big and a principle underlying all of this? The idea that the FCC can exercise its statutory discretion, but it can't violate the First Amendment. And what are we really most worried about when we think about the protection of speech? It's not speech that the government likes. It's speech that the government doesn't like. And so when we think about what stands at the top of First Amendment protection, yes, it's political speech, but it's also specifically speech that is critical of the government, because we know that's where they have the most incentive to want to silence their critics, that that's where they have the greatest incentive to try and say, don't say that. And so we don't want any member of the government, including the FCC, to say, we revoke your license, which obviously harms people's right to speak, but also the public's right to hear, the public's right to be informed, because they don't like the subject matter, because they don't like the speech. As long, again, as that speech is within that broad category of being part of the public interest. So where does this leave us? Just to recap, because I know I'm just kind of sitting here having a conversation with all of you, it leaves us in a place where if ABC had just decided to take action against Jimmy Kimmel, we're not having a conversation about the First Amendment. Why are we having that conversation? Basically twofold. One is that there's a question about whether or not the FCC legally coerced ABC into acting. And then two, there's a question about whether the FCC would have statutory authority even to revoke a license in this situation. One last thing I want to mention, the FCC doesn't kind of wave a magic wand and revoke somebody's license. There's a lengthy process. There's a complaint that's filed. There's an investigation. Licensees are entitled to due process. They get notice and opportunity to be heard. Then there's a commission vote. And then there's the opportunity to challenge that commission vote in court. So if we get to the place where the FCC does try to revoke licenses, then the one thing I can say is absolutely expect protracted legal battles. So I hope that helps you understand what's going on. At this moment, I'm recording this episode Friday, September 19th. Things could change by the time you listen to this, but I hope this clarifies the legal issues. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.